Hey everyone, it's David Heckman, joined by co-host Ryan Farmer and all of the guests. Let's start introducing ourselves left to right from me.
All right, I'm Kaylee Hendrickson.
I'm Kaylee Meyer.
Jillian Granato.
Bobby Gaffney.
And I am the co-host, Ryan Farmer.
You know, you gotta take what you can get. This is the semifinals, but it's the finals from the Grave versus the finalist from the Underground region. Now, this is going to be an amazing show, everyone.
I think that this is going to be one of the most difficult matchups yet. I think it's going to be, like, really close. Michael Jackson and 21 Pilots, like, it's so split in half, I think.
I don't know. I think a lot of 21 Pilots, people who like 21 Pilots also love Michael Jackson.
Because everyone loves Michael Jackson.
Yeah, everyone loves Michael Jackson.
I mean, I'm a very nationalist kind of person. I don't like MJ, but I still want him to win. I still want him to win because he's from my region.
I mean, who's the biggest 21 Pilots fan, I still like Michael Jackson.
I don't like Michael Jackson at all.
Except
for his one song, Beat It.
But you still like him.
No, I'd like his song, not him. There's a difference.
Harsh.
Yeah, Bobby, throughout our shows, noticed how opinionated Bobby can get, so.
Especially after follow up.
You might want to look in the mirror, Ryan. You might want to look in the mirror.
Wow, nice reference. You know, this show's making me really stressed out, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, you need to get out of here right now. Just get out of the room.
Well, we're going to play some Stressed Out from 21 Pilots here on Sterling Radio's March Madness of Music Finals between 21 Pilots and Michael Jackson.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep.
Young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose. Same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I. Turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face saying, wait. You need to make money.
Pretend, used to play pretend, honey. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to
to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. Dave Heckman, joined by a whole slew of people, including my co-host over here, Ryan Farmer.
Hello.
So, this is a very big matchup. We keep hyping it up for a reason. It's gonna be hype. Okay?
It's gonna be very difficult to pick a winner. But I am on 21 Pilots' side, and I think that all the listeners should be on 21 Pilots' side as well.
Well, I mean, we have the lyrical genius and the man with a voice, Michael Jackson.
Lyrical genius.
Going up against someone who has a very monotone, dull
have
voice.
Have you heard 21
with
lyrics Pilots
that
lyrics?
Are referencing the good old times where music was actually good,
okay,
when
me.
Michael Jackson was alive and being and able to make music.
Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, but you just said good old days and stressed out. Did they not just say, wish we could turn back time to the good old days?
Yes, so when music was good.
If we are referencing good old days, I think we should talk about 21 Pilots. They are now, and they are good.
That was a reference.
Dave, you obviously don't listen to a lot of 21 Pilots songs because he does not have a monotone voice.
Oh my
at
gosh.
All.
At all.
His
dude,
lyrics are deep, too.
If we, unfortunately, we don't have Goner. Oh, yeah, we do. We're totally going to play Goner because his voice in Goner, like when he hits those high notes.
Beautiful. It is not even beautiful. Monotone in any shape or form.
Ronnie James beautiful. Dio hits those notes.
I like
Ronnie
how Jillian
James Dio sings about all these deep songs. Like, but yet nobody's jumped on his bandwagon.
I like how Jillian's defending 21 Pilots.
Yeah, I know that. I know that I'm on. Yeah,
yeah,
but
I know that I'm from a
Dave
different
region.
Dave just said
region,
he doesn't even like Michael yeah. Jackson, so it's okay.
Yeah. I like both, so it's okay.
I got a traitor on my team.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Your team member has good taste in music.
Yeah, that's true.
That's arguable. It's very, very arguable.
I'm really,
Sorry,
you
Dave.
Know what?
Since
you want to be starting something, we're going to listen to it from Michael Jackson here on Sterling High School's Radio's third annual March Madness in Music. And as always, go Knights!
Yeah.
Welcome back. So, what's going on, everybody?
Chilling.
I'm really loving this matchup. I think it's really, really close. We're both really great artists.
All we've been talking about is just how close we think this is going to be. I have a feeling it's going to get a lot of votes. It's going to go either way, but you usually know, like, within the first couple hours of voting, you see who's more ahead. So I'm very nervous to see how this goes.
I'm excited.
I hope that these votes break the, I guess, record.
The most votes we've ever gotten on one poll was
240, I think it was.
Like 242? So the number's to beat 250. Let's just go with that. Let's just aim high. Aim high.
We want to get at least 250 votes on this one.
At least? Most I definitely. Want 1,000. Aim a thousand. High.
It's 1,000.
Aim high. Make your dreams big.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Go
so the next song we're going to play the is Goner. Song. And this song, Goner,
Is a true story about how they're going to lose.
No, it's a true story of how I'm going to feel if we lose. But we're not going to. This song.
You just said if we're going really to lose. This is a really
intense song. It's a very intense song. I suggest you, you pay attention to this one. This is a really.
Pay attention to the lyrics.
Get the tissues.
His voice is. The lyrics, his voice. It's all really good. I love this song.
Okay.
Well, you heard them. We have Goner. I mean, it's going to be what's going to be 21 Pilots, but here on SHS Sterling High School Radio, March Madness and Music.
I'm a goner, somebody catch my breath. I'm a goner, somebody catch my breath. I want to be known by you. I want to be known by you. I'm a goner, somebody catch my breath. I'm a goner, somebody catch my breath. I wanna be known by you. I wanna be known by you. Though I'm weak, beaten down, I'll slip away into the sound. The ghost of you is close to me. I'm inside out, you're underneath. I've got two faces. Blurry's the one I'm not. I've got two faces. Blurry's the one I'm not. I need your help to take him out. I need your help to take him out. Though I'm weak and beaten down, I'll slip away into the sound. The ghost of you is close to me. I'm inside out, you're underneath. Though I'm weak and beaten down, I'll slip away into the sound. The ghost of you is close.
Yeah.
We're back. And honestly, I don't listen to 21 Pilots, and I'm seeing the reason why now.
No, that is one of my... It's so hard for me to pick a favorite 21 Pilots song, because every day I change it.
She has 500 favorite songs, as well as bands.
I have 43 favorite bands.
She actually has a tattoo of how many bands she likes.
I don't have a tattoo. Like, I wish I had one. But
how do you know?
Her wrist.
Dave.
Just look like she's written it all on her wrist.
No.
Just find the ink.
So we're gonna have a contest. If any of you can guess who my fifth favorite band is.
13.
My fifth favorite band?
I don't know. Could be a band, right?
No, it's not that.
Is it Ween?
No. It's not Ween.
I forgot about
but
that.
But good guess. You know what? We'll take a break. And
First, we got to give a huge shout out to anybody who is listening currently.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Feeney's STEM seminar class who listens every day. And
huge shout out to the art class. Heard they listen all the time.
Miss Leverant's class. And hopefully we have a lot of 21 Pilots voters there.
I want everybody to pray for me that I beat this level 1 Candy Crush. it is really annoying
Bobby's
me.
Struggling.
You guys are really showing your age. Fallout Boy and all these angsty bands, they're a decade old.
Imagine Dragons, are you kidding me?
Imagine Dragons formed
in 2008. It's not even like they're angsty, though. Like Fallout Boy.
Isn't your whole bracket based on old?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but the thing is that we're not current people dwelling. We're not current people
who are making
old stuff.
Your whole bracket is about dwelling on the past.
We are old people dwelling on old stuff.
I think they're past old.
Our bands are now. Our bands are awesome, and our bands are going to win against yours.
You're
Michael
funny.
Jackson is going down. Back into the grave at 21 Pilots.
The plane's got to land sometime, sweetie. The plane's got to land sometime, sweetie.
Yeah, but you're still going to have 21 sweetie. Pilots.
Ooh. I just got deep.
Well, that depends.
Savage.
Yikes. I think we should play another song before a fight breaks out.
Yeah, come on.
Well, we're not going to stop arguing till we get enough, okay? We're just going to keep arguing and arguing. We're not going to stop till we get enough. Can I get an amen?
No.
No.
Amen.
See? Here we have Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by the god of pop himself, Michael Jackson, here on SHS Radio's third annual March Madness of Music. We're still not stop arguing, people. We just can't stop arguing over here. It's such a close matchup. This is a very heated room right now.
It's intense.
It's literally hot in here.
I actually have a very special shout out to my favorite freshman, Kyle, who's in Miss Liveron's class listening right now, saying
that he's going to go home.
He doesn't like Michael Jackson. He wants 21 Pilots
to win.
You go, Kyle.
That's why I love Kyle.
Freshman.
Proud of you, Kyle.
That's a violation.
Yeah, Strauss just said to leave his freshman alone. Strauss loves the freshman. I love the freshman.
You see, all love the freshman.
I don't care. I go after anyone and everyone.
I love the freshman. That's
Dave
so funny.
Is spreading some negative vibes.
To whoever may care, I lost all my lives in Candy Crush.
So also care. Known as no
Rest
one.
Rest in peace.
Except for the freshman.
I moved to Doodle Jump, but I kept on dying in that too, so I just gave up.
So sorry, Bobby.
So this next 21 Pilot song we're going to play was actually, fun fact, filmed on Will Smith's ranch house.
Was it really?
If you listened a few weeks ago,
I know
we had a
it.
Trivia question.
I know
about
it.
It was a trivia question.
I know it. It's the Golden House, right?
House of Gold.
I was close.
This was
right.
This was a special request from Dan Cronin.
Well, we also actually have something a bit early going up. We're starting voting early, right?
Yeah, the voting's gonna go up pretty soon. So. At Knights Radio, go vote for 21 Pilots.
On or Twitter. Michael Jackson, you
or
know.
21
Pilots. The real winner.
Or 21
Pilots.
Or Fall Out Boy.
21 Pilots.
21 Pilots.
Just vote on Twitter for 21 Pilots.
Retweet. We're trying to get a lot of votes. So
yeah. Fall Out Pilots. Stone Temple Pilots. Trust me, Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay, they're not even in this.
Where'd you get that
wrong
from?
Wrong bracket. We're in it to win it. Wrong
Alrighty.
Bracket, bro.
All right. We're going to start off. We're going to continue on. With some more 21 Pilots, House Ooh. Of Gold, here on SHS Sterling High School Radio's third annual March Madness of Music.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will make you queen of everything you see. I'll put you on the map, I'll cure you of disease. Let's say we up and left this town and turned our future upside down. We'll make pretend that you and me lived ever after happily. She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to put you on the map, I'll cure you of disease.
No. Hey everybody, we're back. We got voting is now live. You can vote
Michael Jackson or 21 Pilots.
Well, of course everyone wants Michael Jackson, you know.
No, 21 Pilots.
I think that 21 Pilots are gonna win, so everyone should go vote. at Knights Radio on Twitter and vote for 21 Pilots.
The plane's got to land sometime, sweetie. Whether
well, like
it
we
lands,
said, when the plane lands, there will still be 21
whether
pilots.
It takes a smooth landing with this one where it goes slowly down, or it just crashes and burns. It's going to hit the ground.
What are you
sometime.
Talking about?
Okay, your artist is going back in the grave.
Most importantly, I want to give a shout out to my mom, who is listening right now on Ustream.
Yeah. I was just about to give a shout out to my dad, who's listening from Florida.
Hey, Dad,
you just ruined
it.
Florida. And shout out to Strauss, who was looking for that shout out.
I'd like to give a shout out to Strauss, who's in the room with us right now.
One, go Strauss.
One no claps for Strauss.
What's up? What's
one
up?
More clap for Strauss. Go Strauss.
Snap it out.
He makes all this happen. He really
so,
does.
So, since voting is now open, we're going to transition into Smooth Criminal from Michael Jackson.
And you can finally go vote
because
for 21 Pilots.
Michael Jackson's going to be that smooth criminal that he is and that he always has been. And he is going to go and steal all the votes. Here on SHS Sterling High School Radio's third annual March Madness in Music.
Vote for you
We're back with very volatile votes indeed. It's gone from like what, 70-30 Michael Jackson to
59-41.
Currently, it is 61% 21 Pilots and 39% Michael Jackson.
It keeps it's going actually, up and down.
It's
58-42. It's 58-42,
21
Pilots.
Come on, Ryan.
I have an update. I have a very important update. So I just gave my mom a shout out, and she says, I love you very much, but I'm going for Michael.
Oh!
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
All right, okay.
Thank you, Ryan's mom. Understand.
Maybe her one vote won't do anything.
Oh, believe what if she wins by one vote? What if we win by one vote?
My dad's voting for 21 Pilots.
It's back to 61.
Thank you, Bobby's dad.
Woo!
It's back to 61-39, 21 Pilots.
It's jumping back and forth. It's very volatile.
It's a close game.
This is
going to
be really close.
I'm going to be really stressed out for the whole next 24 hours.
Dooch.
and then when Michael Jackson ends up winning, she's staying home the entire
Dave, I think
spring break.
She's gonna be looking at the man in the mirror, thinking.
You need to stay in your own lane, boy. Get it, lane boy.
Haha, I got that. That was funny.
Speaking of lane boy, this is Lane Boy by 21 Pilots here on Sterling High School Radio's third annual March Madness of Music.
So long, lane boy.
If it wasn't for this music, I don't know how I would have fought this. Regardless, all these songs I'm hearing are so heartless. Don't trust a perfect person and don't trust a song that's flawless. Honest, there's a few songs on this record that feel common. I'm in constant confrontation with what I want and what is popping in the industry. It seems to me that singles on the radio are currency. My creativity's on the free when I'm playing shows. They say stay in your lane, boy, but we go where we want to. My brother, he likes when I rap fast, but let's backtrack, back to this. Who would you live and die for on that list? But the problem is, there's another list that exists, and no one really wants to think about this. Forget sanity, forget salary, forget vanity, my morality. If you get in between someone not living me, you're gonna feel the heat of my cavalry. All these songs I'm hearing are so heartless. Don't trust a perfect person, and don't trust a song that's flawless. They say stay in your lane, boy, but we go where we want to.
Looks like it's the off-ramp. It looks like you guys are on the off-ramp now. If you're staying in your lane, boy, you got it. It's time for
you need to stay in your lane, boy.
What are you talking about?
This is getting really intense.
It's very intense.
Very close.
For the record, I can't even vote yet.
What's the voting?
I have to go home to vote.
53, 21 Pilots, 47 Michael Jackson.
How many votes are there?
Somebody called Ryan out on Twitter.
Yep.
Said she's going to be the Hulk.
How many votes are there?
So I would like to give a shout out to Aaron Chu, who said, if MJ wins over 21 Pilots, Ryan's going to become the Hulk.
Which is pretty accurate.
Which is very accurate. And I'm going to agree with him.
Yeah, I'm the one who's like constantly throwing shade here. So she's going to beat me up. And honestly, I don't care.
If Ryan's mom's still listening, I feel like we should give her a call and make sure Ryan gets home safely if the voting goes.
Yeah, I might have to beat some people up. Like, if I see any Michael Jackson supporters in the hallway, I might have to start a fight.
Honestly, Michael Jackson should win. He deserves to win.
Yeah, the voting's pretty close right now.
It's pretty close right now. It's 53-47, 21 Pilots.
Yeah, Fallout Boy deserved to win, too.
Fallout Boy didn't even deserve to win.
Neither did Imagine Dragons. That's why they lost in the first round. Second round.
Fallout Boy and 21 Pilots are so angsty, it's 2005 all over again.
Okay.
I mean, I thought Imagine Dragons deserved to get... I mean, each band that was in our bracket. So if you didn't know, let me just give you a quick skim through. It was 21 Pilots, Death Cab for Cutie, AWOL Nation, Cage the Elephant, Imagine Dragons, The Neighborhood, Fallout Boy, and Young the Giant. Those were our eight artists, and I feel like they're all very deserving to be where 21 Pilots is now. But I'm very happy that 21 Pilots here.
Maybe not Death Cab for Cutie, because I've never even heard of them before.
Everyone's artists in every bracket deserve to win, but it's just the public's vote. So
honestly, the only band I like from the underground region was Imagine Dragons.
I had them
winning the entire thing.
Well,
it looks like they didn't. Because Fallout Boy.
For some reason, everyone just loves to spew this garbage.
Bobby's really heard about Fallout Boy.
It feels like it was three absolute garbage regions, and then from the grave.
Like you need to respect because
Fallout Boy beat Imagine Dragons?
There was only one good band from the underground region. I could care less about rap or country. And from the grave. I don't even like half the people in From the Grave.
Why?
Honestly, I wanted From the Grave to be so different. I'm much more of a metal fan. And
these are legends.
And they are legends. I give them the respect. I give From the Grave the respect of being legends.
I give the Underground Region the respect for being completely amazing. And for creating
Ryan,
the best
43
music.
Favorite bands.
43, yes.
You can't say... Oh, I give them. I love them so much. I love every single one of them so much, and then be like, "Hey."
Well, you can.
Hey.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
Hey. They all should have won.
They're all amazing.
If you have 700 favorite bands and you pit them all up against each other, you're gonna be the emotional wreck that you are now.
I love a lot of things. Right.
At least she's respecting everybody's music, though. Like, everybody that was in this competition, you have to respect that they were in it and like that. It was a lot of hard work for any of the other regions anyway, even if you don't like their music.
Except for Michael Jackson, since he's trying to go up against my boys. I'm not feeling him right now.
Your boys?
Yeah, my boys. Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn, my boys.
She even knows them by name.
I'd like to give a shout out to Manny Alamo, who's standing at the door right now.
Manny.
21 Pilots voter right there.
And because Bobby wouldn't stop saying, oh, you got to put on Beat It, you got to put on Beat It for his father, here it is. Here's Beat It to finally keep Bobby Dick quiet. Wow. Even though he's been on his phone half this time, nearly all this time.
Actually, no, I haven't been on my phone for the past couple times. So
for the past 5 minutes, you haven't been on your phone.
All right, go to the song.
Here on SHS Sterling High School Radio.
So beat it.
looks like Ryan's emotions are going absolutely haywire now.
Yeah. Over the, what's over the problem the, now?
During the song, it went to 50-50 and Ryan was freaking out.
I accidentally just screamed like at Bobby really loud.
She called this Beat It by Michael Jackson garbage.
I only called it garbage because I'm angry. What do you expect? No, tomorrow I'll have no problem with Michael Jackson, but today he's trying to go up against the best people in the whole world, which is not respectful, so I'm not liking him right now.
Let's be honest. They're not the best people in the world, okay?
Honestly, the underground region was so bad.
I think
bad
Matthew Morrison is, sorry.
Actually, I think the underground region
You're missing so many big players. Where's
like
the
who?
Foo Fighters? Where's the Foo Fighters? Where's Red Hot Chili Peppers? Who won? Who straight up won the very first annual March Madness of Music?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers have been in it for a couple years, so I personally try to bring some new artists into it, such as Death Cab for Cutie and AWOL Nation and The Neighborhood.
Why would you
new.
Bring in a returning band that already won? Like, that's so pointless. Well, like, why would you keep on returning them if you could just give another band
if they win? Why do you think they won? Because people
Let's
love
more.
Them. If
what
everybody loves them.
Let's fight more.
Why don't we pass it to
I could
Strauss.
Fight all day.
Yeah,
like
Strauss
that.
Out
we
there.
We just pass it on to Strauss.
All right, guys, I have an update for you regarding the student polls. There are currently 7 students that are tied for 3rd place with 50 points. Caitlin Barbara, Aiden Zapata, Tyler Sheehan, Josh Matchett, Lizzie Fedori, Kayla Johnson, and Aaron Kriebel all have 50 points. Jordan Griffin is in 2nd place with 51 points, and right now, with 52 points, Chris Jones is in 1st place. Now, here are the scenarios. If Drake wins, Jordan Griffin wins. If Michael Jackson wins the entire tournament, Chris Jones wins.
Yeah!
Sorry, if Chris Jones.
If 21 Pilots wins, we have a 2-way tie between Kayla Johnson and Aaron Kriebel.
Oh,
those are
girls.
Your scenarios as it stands right now.
They
so
know what they're talking about.
Everybody else is, I don't want to say out of the tournament, but thanks for playing. you're mathematically eliminated. So those are the top 12. Those are the scenarios. Again, if MJ wins the entire tournament, Chris Jones wins the entire tournament. If Drake wins, Jordan Griffin wins. If 21 Pilots wins the entire tournament, Kayla Johnson and Aaron Kriebel split the championship. That's the update.
How do you split?
Thank you.
Wait,
Travis.
What are the prizes for winning?
And here are the prizes. The prizes are a Wawa gift card to the winner and a Sterling Radio shirt. I will split the shirt right down the middle. I don't care. I really don't care. No, I'll find out something to do. So that's the updates. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Strauss.
Thanks, Strauss.
Well, it's getting pretty dirty in here.
Pretty much.
It's getting pretty dirty. And honestly, it's what we don't believe on TV. Here on Sterling High School Radio's 3rd annual March Madness of Music.
Wake up from a dream. twice. I don't care what's in your hair. I just want to know what's on your mind. I used to say I want to die before I'm old, but because of you I might think twice.
Believe What's on TV by 21 Pilots on the third annual March Madness of Music, the semifinals. So the winner of today, 21 Pilots or Michael Jackson, will compete for the 2016 champion against Drake.
At the moment, 21 Pilots is beating Michael Jackson 53% to 47%.
That's very how close. You do it.
It's still super close, so I haven't even gotten a chance to vote.
Voting is open live for another day. So
yeah, basically we'll another 24 hours. So it could go either way still, but I'm hoping they
crossing
pull it through.
My fingers for 21 Pilots.
I'd
right
like
now.
To give a shout out to Mr. Strauss just because.
He's a great teacher. He makes this happen.
I like your shiny head.
What's the what?
It's really
so,
cool.
Oh, so the Twitter handle you can go vote at is @KnightsRadio. If you don't know it, you should go follow, go vote. Retweet it, you know, tell your friends to go vote for 21 Pilots.
Or, you know, the real deserving artist, Michael Jackson.
No, you said that you don't even... Okay, never mind.
But, unfortunately, our last song's coming up, so I just want to thank everyone for listening, and hopefully you make the right choice and vote
and
for 21
we'll
Pilots.
And vote for the one who you think should win.
The Underground Reason will be back in this studio next after spring break.
21 Pilots, Michael Jackson. Go vote for whoever
21
you want.
Pilots.
21 Pilots, I think, but...
Go Knights.
Vote for
thank
who
you
guys
listening.
Think
thank
should win.
Thank you for listening. It's been a great show.
Vote for who you guys think should win.
Yes, thank you for
Let's
listening.
Let's just not forget Kaylee Myers is in here because she hasn't said a word the whole thing.
Yeah, she really
time.
Hasn't.
I'm sorry.
Hi,
yeah, thanks for listening, guys. It's been a great show.
Honestly...
Thank you, Kyle.
I don't care for 21 Pilots.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
But
yes, we understand
great,
that.
Great, Kyle.
Go Knights.
We will rock with you to prove you are wrong. Here on SHS Sterling High School's Radio's third annual March Madness of Music.
21 Pilots, go Knights.
Don't try to fight it. There ain't nothing that you